here's what I just did a little while ago.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh, you just knocked that up. That's great. Okay.
Wonderful.
Twice a month, since this past April, a group with the Western New York Alzheimer's Association meets for art therapy.
Of course, I always forget how soothing art projects are until I do them.
Right.
Their most recent endeavor involved.
We're going to experience a little bit of a virtual tour of the Martin House, I think.
Karen Duvall is the Albright Knox's Access and Community Programs Coordinator. She helps guide the event along with other staff members, which starts with some history and pictures of Frank Lloyd Wright's Martin House.
I hope everybody got a chance to get their art materials. It's in this little kind of white bag. Mm-hmm.
Art supplies were mailed ahead of time for a creative session where the group will draw their own art inspired by the famous Tree of Life window.
These are the kind of most famous pattern that we have at the Martin House. And in fact, it's one of the most famous patterns that Frank Lloyd Wright ever designed. And it's called the Tree of Life pattern. And he did not call these windows. He actually called them light screens.
During a non-COVID year, an event like this could be in person. Tour-goers could see how the windows create an entire wall and how the windows integrate with the architecture and its geometric approach to capturing nature.
And even in the wintertime, when you're kind of looking through these windows outside to see the trees that don't have any leaves on it and the snow-covered ground, you're still greeted with kind of a green window that showcases, you know, a tree that is blooming any time of the year.
The Albright Knox's partnership with the Western New York Alzheimer's Association has been running since 2018. Duvall explains how it ran before COVID.
This has been going as a free kind of monthly program that is based in the museum. So groups come to the Albright Knox Museum and I give a tour of the galleries and the artworks. And we have these really kind of lovely moments where we just kind of make time and have kind of group discussion to interpret kind of on our own different works of art. And then
Duvall says they had to pivot once COVID hit, considering the majority of the group would be considered at risk to the virus.
We kind of started just to kind of work, and we set up these kind of Zoom sessions. And what we found was that people just kind of needed an opportunity to connect maybe a little bit more regularly than once a month. So
sometimes the connection is apparent. During the session, once everybody got to drawing their own designs, the camaraderie displayed was front and center.
Wow, everybody's really does look so different. That is so cool.
That's beautiful.
You talking about me or the picture?
You. What are they?
That's Old Faithful either way.
It's always awesome to have pictures of things that people finish off at home and just to kind of remind us of all the work that we've done this year.
Even though it reminded me of how I failed kindergarten.
Most of us did. So,
those with Alzheimer's or dementia are at higher risk of isolation and depression if they don't have support. Throw a pandemic into that and you have a huge concern for more than 5 million Americans age 65 and older who live with it. So for amateur artists like Dave Gonlag, to have a group like this means a lot.
I'm the fifth generation that's had it. So,
yeah. Oh, wow.
As a kid, I grew up with Alzheimer's, and we were caregivers for my aunt until she passed. And then a year before she passed, I was diagnosed. The one thing with my aunt that I noticed was she really perked up when she went into the home and had all the social interaction.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that really let me know.
Gonlag says art-related activities really stand out.
I can remember lyrics from songs 40 years ago.
Yep.
But yeah. I can't tell you what I have for breakfast.
Well, that's very what true. You're talking about.
Some of the group has never actually met in person. The group sees each other throughout the month now at virtual bingo, virtual lunch gatherings, virtual fitness, virtual music therapy. There's virtual options everywhere, and they've become a great resource for those like Bob and Sandra Wiltshire.
We live down in Eden, so if we had to drive up to Sheridan Drive for every one of these, that would be a real drag. So on the one hand, I hate that it's online, but on the other hand, I like that it's online.
Beyond the art, it's clear friendships have formed. The social connection can't be overstated.
I find that we're getting more and more comfortable with each other as time goes on, and things wanted to talk about at the start, it's all free and clear now. We just kind of let it roll. And
If you get to know me anymore, you'll probably ask me to leave.
Duvall says, moving forward, parts of this program may remain virtual for good.
It might be that that's one way to expand our reach to people who would find it more challenging to kind of come into town or kind of meet for the in-person programs. It does provide a certain amount of flexibility.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.